Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From John Bowne at band.video. Illegals killing Americans at a quickening pace. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, the longer we go with this Biden border policy, every day the odds go up that you or a family member is raped or murdered by an illegal immigrant criminal that the Biden administration lets in and the Democrats put on the streets. Here's the latest report from John Bowne.
In fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border.
A woman accused in Mexico of several murders and body dismemberments, even removing victims' hearts, is arrested in El Paso. She was wanted for 5 murders in Juarez. She's also suspected of being involved in several other killings. Investigators say she crossed illegally into the U.S. and was operating on behalf of the gang Artistas Asesinos, or Assassin Artists. The FBI says Pineda was known for extreme brutality, dismembering bodies, removing hearts, and placing the hearts in front of Santa Muerte statues.
Did you move too quickly to roll back some of the executive orders of your predecessor?
Rolling back the policies of remain in Mexico, sitting on the edge of the Rio Grande in a muddy circumstance with not enough to eat, I make no apologies for that.
Because we need more forces on the border. I don't have the authority to do that.
Should the president take that executive action?
Needs to be looking at executive orders.
Under Joe Biden, the United States has become nothing less than a massive dumpster for the world's prison populations.
Countries such as Venezuela are known to be emptying out their prisons and their mental institutions, and they're sending them to America. They're happy to let our open border be the solution to their problems and their responsibilities.
And as the great unknowns wash in, Americans are being murdered at an astounding pace.
Lakin Riley in the state of Georgia was murdered allegedly by an undocumented Venezuelan migrant. Was there a breakdown in the system?
So, Margaret,
first of all, let me say that we don't use the term illegal immigrants.
The 5 men in the van that hit and killed a motorcyclist from Fort McCoy last weekend were all undocumented immigrants. The FHP arrest report identified Demetrio Moreno Alajua as the driver, as well as 4 passengers. The investigator called them all, quote, illegal aliens. They're accused of hitting the 74-year-old and leaving him, instead running away.
So our complainants got home from the grocery store. They were unloading groceries, the whole family. These men came out of from the side of the yard, approached them. One had a rifle, one had a pistol, put guns to their heads, ended up shooting the father, mid-40s-year-old man, in the foot.
To add treason to injury, Joe Biden has secretly flown 320,000 illegal immigrants from Latin American airports to 43 U.S. cities, while U.S. Customs and Border Protection is refusing to identify which cities they are landing in. This after FOIA litigation revealed the Biden administration's utilization of the CBP-1 cell phone scheduling app. According to journalist Todd Benzman, under these legally dubious parole programs, aliens who cannot legally enter the country use the CBP-1 app to apply for travel authorization and temporary humanitarian release from those airports. The parole program allows for 2-year periods of legal status during which adults are eligible for work authorization. This all in an effort to break America.
All right, the full John Bowne report, it's got more just devastating headlines and explaining and breaking it all down. You can find it at band.video. But, you know, again, this is, it needs to be understood, folks. It needs to be understood. Do you think that Lakin Riley's family were thinking about being victims of an illegal immigrant murder? Do you think that that was something they thought they would have to endure and deal with? Of course not. The same as you or I don't think it's going to be us dealing with it right now.
But every day that this invasion continues, the odds increase that it will be us dealing with it.
We have products that will change your life that are amazing. I want to sell you products that really work so you want them again. But if you don't support us, we won't be here. Plus, you really need Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. The strongest other top brands are 75-80%. Nobody makes it 95. We're one of the top makers. We said we want the strongest you can make. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. We have Nitric Boost, 40% off. We've been selling Nitric Boost for a couple years. Never had it below 25 because there was hardly any profit there. We went to a place that gives us stuff just as good or even better. That's where we're getting it from. And it's 40% off, passing the savings on to you. Nitric Boost. You need to experience it. You need to take it. So, InfoWarsStore.com for Nitric Boost. And so many other great products as well, like Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com, Turbo Force.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're now into the third hour of the Alex Jones Show. Hour of the Alex Jones Show. Owen Troy with you. Remember, we have Roger Stone coming up in the fourth hour today. Roger Stone, myself. Roger says, when Michelle Obama says she's not running for president, that means it's a guarantee she's running for president. I got to tell you, I would not normally bet against the top leading expert like Roger Stone, but I don't know. I might have to put a steak dinner on this. He's gotten me before. But I mean, I just don't see it. But Roger seems to believe. So we'll be talking to him about that, the State of the Union, and all things presidential politics in the fourth hour. Now, I'm going to cover the rest of these news stories on my desk, and then I want to fill the rest of this hour with your phone calls. Now, there's some other fallout from Super Tuesday I want to address real quick. Porter doubles down on claims California Senate race was rigged by billionaires after loss. Now, this is the crazy Katie Porter, who says that the race was rigged by billionaires. And, I mean, of course. But Adam Schiff moves on, and Republican Steve Garvey moves on. So Democrat claiming it's rigged. Now, Schiff did have some very odd fundraising metrics and data where it was like more than half of his donors were unemployed and yet they were donating in the millions of dollars. So I don't know what that is, but that was going on. But there was something else that happened, and I covered this yesterday, and I don't want to show the video again. I mean, and we could, because it looks like the video might be this an accurate representation of what happened, but there's another phenomenon happening. So they did claim Garvey was winning the primary. He was ahead of Adam Schiff at one point during the primary. Garvey was winning. Then a quote-unquote voter tabulation error happened, and Garvey lost hundreds of thousands of votes, and Schiff gained hundreds of thousands of votes. That actually did happen. Now, it's funny, maybe voter tabulation errors happen, but how do they find this out? And why is it always that it's in favor of Democrats? Just a couple questions we might want answered that won't be. But then leftists thought it was funny. Liberal Democrats thought it was funny that magically hundreds of thousands of votes disappeared from the Republican Garvey and then magically turned into votes for Adam Schiff. And they thought that was funny. But you see, what does that represent? It represents that now the average left-wing liberal Democrat voter loves all the crime that the Democrats commit. They love being lied to. They love being abused. They love elections being rigged in their favor. They love their political opposition being arrested and censored off the internet. They're into it now. They are now fully indoctrinated, born into the communist revolution that is the Democrat Party. Now, that video was made by a leftist that thought it was funny. So that video is not real, but it represents what actually happened. And the leftist made this video thinking it would be funny to show how the magically Schiff leaps Garvey and takes all these votes from him. They thought it was funny. So that's not a real video. A leftist made that to make fun of you. A leftist made that to troll you. And they think that that's funny. They don't care about the suspicious activity. They don't care about voter tabulation errors working in favor of Democrats literally 100% of the time, never in favor of Republicans. They think that's funny. And so they made that video to rub it in your face. And then celebrated how people shared it and said, and they thought it was a real graphic from TV or something. And it was just a leftist claiming he made a meme. No, that was an actual representation. You actually made an actual representation of what happened. But conservatives and most Americans actually are concerned about election integrity. They're actually concerned about legitimate elections. You liberals and leftists, you're not. You think it's funny. You think it's funny when Trump is winning in Pennsylvania and Atlanta and Wisconsin and Michigan up until 3 o'clock in the morning, and then they stop counting, and then 300,000 votes come in for Biden. All for Biden, none for Trump, and then Biden wins those four states. You guys think that's funny. Because what's the truth? Deep down, you know Biden didn't actually win. Deep down, you know Democrats are authoritarians. You know they're corrupt. You know they steal elections. You know they sell the country out. You're just into it. So you're sitting here saying, I don't understand, Owen. Why would they be into this? It does harm to themselves. They claim to care about election integrity when they lose. Folks, it's all a fraud. Do you want to know why? Do you want to know why liberals are okay with Democrats cheating and lying and stealing? Do you want to know why? Because they hate you. Why does the average liberal support trans kids or drag queen story time? Because you're against it. Liberals used to be anti-war. Now they're pro-war. Why? Because you're anti-war. The American liberal doesn't have any principles or political values other than they hate you, and whatever you stand for, they're going to take the opposite approach. You could stand for, I like cold water on a hot summer day, and they'll say, nope, boiling water is what you want. They hate you. They think it's funny when blatant election fraud happens right in front of your face. They think it's funny when they bring a pedophile to your school to deal your kid. They think it's funny because they hate you. You say, none of this makes any sense. No. It all makes sense as soon as you have that understanding. What is an American liberal's principle? They hate you and anything you stand for. They're against. And as soon as you accept that, everything makes sense. It's why they love abortion. It's why they love trans kids. It's why they love stolen elections. It's why now they love war. It's why they love open borders. Everything you stand for, they will be against because they hate you. And once you understand that, everything else makes sense. Political earthquake in Texas. Austin's oligarchy cracked on Tuesday. A lot of good victories happened in Texas. Ken Paxton's endorsements went 100% victory. And the corrupt Dade Phelan is forced with a runoff. That's actually kind of ridiculous. He shouldn't even have a runoff. He should have lost in a landslide. That guy's a disaster. But he's a swamp creature, and at least he's going to be facing a runoff, and hopefully we can defeat him then. But a lot of good things happened politically in Texas. And while I do think that the candidate the Democrats have coming up to face Cruz is not too bad. I mean, I wouldn't vote for a Democrat. I'm not saying his policies are bad, but he's not like a deranged-looking freak like Beto O'Rourke that runs on taking your guns. So, I don't know. Ted may really want to focus on this one. Democrat district attorney denied ability to vote after someone had already voted for her in Texas. It's fun. A Texas district attorney found out firsthand Tuesday that elections can go very wrong. Harris County District Attorney Kim Ogg went to the polls to vote for herself in a Democrat primary, only to be told she had already voted. Oops, the Democrats made a mistake. I guess maybe there was some other Kimberly Ogg that was dead, and the Democrats confused the dead Ogg with the live, living Ogg. And so they voted thinking they were voting for the dead Og in the Democrat primary, ended up voting for the living one. Oops. But a liberal American will say, ha, that's funny. There's no voter fraud. Ha, yeah, what happened in California with Schiff magically gaining all those votes? That's funny. Isn't that funny?
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This hour, we've been discussing what's coming up tonight, what we expect tonight from the State of the Union. If you want to weigh in on that, I think that'll be the topic I'm most interested on hearing from the audience. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539 or 877-789-ALEX. And we'll get you up and on the air. It's the Biden economy. Do you earn enough to live comfortably in these U.S. cities? And it talks about how in all the major Democrat cities, groceries are up, energy bills are up, gas prices are up, and most people are now living paycheck to paycheck. But the Biden economy, stronger than ever. Stronger than ever, they lie and say. 8 teenagers hurt in shooting at Philadelphia bus stop. And we're just supposed to be numb to this and act like that's normal. No, it's not. It's not normal at all. In fact, it never used to happen 50 plus years ago. What's changed? And again, you're just supposed to pretend like that's normal. That should shock and horrify all of us and raise serious concerns. And we should ask, what can we do to make sure that this is not normal in our civilization and our culture? But we just another shooting in Philadelphia. Just another shooting in black cities like Philadelphia run by Democrats. We don't care. 88-year-old veteran executed in broad daylight in Democrat-run Philadelphia. Oh, yeah, well, whatever. Oh, yeah, it's a Democrat city. What do you ask? Just another murder in a Democrat city. What's the big deal? Just another murder in a downtown city. Just another murder in a big metropolitan area. Oh, yeah, whatever. Pfft, who cares? Mass murders in Chicago and St. Louis and Baltimore and Philadelphia. Yeah, whatever, man. Who cares? That's normal. That's what we're told to accept. That's what we're told to believe. Well, I don't believe it's normal. I don't think we have to live like this. Shouldn't have to. But because of that, now this is the scene in New York City. Guys, give me a clip 6 here. Police and National Guard have officially been deployed to the busiest subway stations around New York City. They're also on the street and everywhere. And the Democrats tried to defund the police. But New York City is so violent now that you have the National Guard and police everywhere. They have their rifles ready to go. They have container inspections. They're going to check your bags. You know, there's a fair debate to be had here, quite frankly. You know, people will argue that stop and frisk worked under Rudy Giuliani, and it's hard to argue against that. It did have positive effects. That's true. But obviously, at the same time, nobody wants to live like this. Now, I don't live in New York City, so my commentary here is really just looking from a constitutional freedom issue and a general civilizational cultural issue. I don't ride the subways in New York. I probably wouldn't. I would never live in New York. I'd it's not to insult the large numbers that tune in here every day from New York City, but it wouldn't be for me. So I don't know. If the people, that's what I'm saying. If the people of New York City want this, if the people of New York City that ride the subways every day want this, as opposed to the violent crime and the potential to get stabbed or robbed or shot every day, then okay, then that's what's happened to their city. That's their call. I wouldn't want to live like this. I wouldn't want to ride on the subways anyway. But now you have National Guard everywhere, police everywhere, and a total security state. Now, there's no doubt this is going to drive crime down. That's, again, so are your privacy violations happening when they have to frisk you and check your containers? Yes. Is it not the America that we should be living in? Absolutely not. Is it going to drive the numbers of violent crime on the subways down? Most certainly. So that's what you have going on. But it's the same Democrats that defunded the police. It's the same Democrats that put the violent criminals back on the streets that caused this. And now you have to live in a security state because of Democrat Party policy. And that's kind of the domino effect of all of this. And you could argue that was the Democrats' plan, or not even the Democrats necessarily. That's the globalists' plan for the corporate world government and the super cities, is that you make it so dangerous, you make it so infested with criminals and violence and crime, that now the citizens beg to live in a security state because it's the only way they can feel safe is seeing law enforcement everywhere and military everywhere. So it's sort of this problem reaction solution where you cause the cities to become that violent, where you cause the cities to become that dangerous, then you bring in your security state, then you bring in your technological AI digital security state, and now you have your 1984 Big Brother police state authoritarianism, and the people invited it in. But again, I go back to the stories in Philadelphia. I don't believe any of this is normal. I don't believe any of this is necessary. I don't believe we have to live like this. We don't. We really don't. And the proof is already in front of us. And the proof is in El Salvador with President Nayib Bukele. Folks, we don't have to live like this. You don't have to live in violent inner cities. I mean, the crime or the poverty, neither of them has to exist. Neither of them is normal. We got sold out by our government and our politicians. That's why we have poverty. We now have leftists in charge of the justice system that make sure violent criminals stay free and not in prisons. That's policy. It's really simple, folks. It truly is that simple. That doesn't mean it's easy, but it would be that simple. We don't have to. New York City, Philadelphia, Chicago, it doesn't have to be like this. It really doesn't. Bring manufacturing back. Bring production back. Bring energy back. People won't be poor anymore. Stop taxing people. People won't be poor anymore. There'll be more jobs that make people feel fulfilled, that can put food on the table for their family. Stop having policy that releases violent criminals back on the street. Violent criminals, you go to jail, you're not getting back on the street. And guess what? Guess what? These major metropolitan areas, these once great American cities will change overnight, just like they did in El Salvador. That's all it takes. It doesn't mean it's easy, but it is that simple. And the simplest way to do it is to just make sure no Democrats ever get in power.
Please remember, we're listener-supported. We got great T-shirts, books, films, the best supplements out there. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is massively discounted. Finally back in stock, the strongest curcuminoid out there. That's the extract of turmeric. So good for your body. So good for inflammation. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. While you're there, get the best, cleanest 10-hour clean energy. It's called Turbo Force. Turbo Force. Turbo Force. TurboForce. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. There's other great products that are also back in stock, 40% off, but not for long. And that is Nitric Boost to clean out your heart, your arteries, your veins, your capillaries, your cardiovascular system. Nitric Boost. Never offered it 40% off before, but we went right to the source we were getting it. Got a discount, so the sale right now is 40% off on Nitric Boost. We're funded by the people. Thanks for your support. We'll be right back.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
So this just happened. The House just passed the Lake and Riley Act, which requires ICE to detain illegal immigrants who are charged with local theft or burglary. You're saying, wait, that wasn't on the books? No, they would release them to commit more crimes. It's named for Lake and Riley, a nursing student who was murdered by an illegal immigrant. 170 Democrats voted against it. Now, since Jerry Nadler made a statement attacking this bill, saying that Republicans are just doing this for political points. What? Because we don't want more Americans getting murdered? Because we want the story of Lake and Riley to not fall on deaf ears? I'm not going to play the clip of Jerry Nadler attacking this bill because I'm just going to end up getting so enraged. And I mean, just thinking about it right now has me, like, my blood boiling. I mean, Jerry Nadler is a piece of you know what. An absolute piece of filth. So I can't even play the clip. Just even talking about it, my heart rate is going up, and I'm trying to not scream and shout today, but that's just how sick these Democrats are, okay? They're just freaking disgusting people, okay? All right, deep breath. We were just talking about the situation in New York City with the National Guard and the police everywhere, armed police, wielding rifles, all of it. And so a caller who rides the subway every day, Clown Car, calls in to respond to that. Clown Car, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Good morning. Good afternoon. I don't even know where we are anymore. Those guns that they're carrying, all the National Guard guys, they have a bullet. So, you know, I don't understand why we're putting up this facade like they're here to do something when they're just standing there with AKs with no bullets. But that's besides the point.
Well, now, hold on. How do you know they don't have bullets?
Just ask them. Go up and be friends with one. Or better yet, live in the neighborhood where your cousins are 15 of the guys that are all around you with these guns. So, please.
So they're carrying empty guns.
100%. 1,000,000%.
All right.
That's comfortable feeling, right? And let's also take into effect that last night around 5 o'clock or so when the streetlights started to come on, they also started to go out. And we thought that was a little weird. So I said, maybe there's a power outage. She said, yeah, there's definitely a power outage from here to the Verrazano Bridge we can't see because we're high up. From here to the other corner of Brooklyn we can't see. Everything's out. Started going online, Con Ed. Oh, look at this. Power outage here, here, and here. And as I'm online, I'm noticing more pop up. Here, here, and there. There, there, and there. I sent a bunch of pictures to Matt. Listen. At the same time, I said, wow, this is getting a little weird. I'm going to put on the police scanner. Put on the police scanner from Radio Shack, the old school one, the CB600. And I'm listening, and they're like, we're doing drills, running drills up down the West Side Highway, running drills down the West Side Highway, running drills down the Bell Parkway West, Bell Parkway East. And I'm going, what are all these drills for? What are we getting ready for? Feels like we're preparing for probably some kind of an uprising here in New York City. That's why they're covering White House with fences. That's why they're making it seem like any weapon forced against me is going to win when that's not going to happen. We have a pretty serious InfoWarriors base. I think now that you guys are getting some play on X spaces and whatever that is, that you guys need to really harness that and use every bit of that 40,000, 26,000 people that are in there watching now.
Well, yeah, I'd be concerned about that. Thank you for the call. I mean, again, the threat of a cyber attack, they brag about that. The threat of the illegal immigrants that are occupying New York City, the gang members, the violent criminal illegal immigrants that are occupying New York City. And anytime you see a drill, it you know, the spidey senses go off. Let's take another caller from New York on this, Jared. Jared, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. How's it going today?
Good. Thank you for calling.
No, thank you. We appreciate you. I just wanted to reach out because I'm actually originally from New York. I'm currently out in Thailand right now. I took a visa out here because I actually work in the blockchain space. And what I wanted to say is what's happening to my home is absolutely disgusting. My parents are there. Their lives are ruined. They can't even go out every day because they don't feel safe. So what I wanted to say is I'm fighting back in the way that I can. We've created a community in the crypto space where we're going to be continually supporting InfoWars and donating towards you guys on a weekly basis. We just donated $2,000 on Sunday, and we're going to donate another $5,000 in Bitcoin today. And we're going to continue to support the fight. Our community's big.
You're donating at InfoWarsStore.com?
Correct, sir. We're donating directly with Bitcoin, and we're going to continue to do so through our community. We plan on donating up to $100,000 a month by the summertime. Our
wow, and Bitcoin just took a jump recently.
Absolutely, absolutely. The thing with the crypto space is, unfortunately, it's been taken over by BlackRock and the elites. And and we realize that. However, we also realize that there's a lot of patriots out there that make a lot of money in that industry, and you guys and these people need to do more. They need to be supporting you guys. And what we're going to do is, like I said, we've created, we tapped into the meme space where our community is donating, and they're going to continue to donate. And as we grow bigger, we're going to expose it through comedy, utilizing that. So we've created a website called BigMike.exposed. That we're going to be trolling the whole Democrat, essentially, election throughout the next year. We're
I think, you know,
Trump,
Big
obviously.
Mike doesn't even, I think it's Iron Mike now.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see at the end of the day.
I mean, that is a beast.
Oh, I think he'd kick my butt any day, to be honest.
You know, Tyson is apparently about to get back in the ring.
At the end of the day, I think it's we're in a world where it may not seem realistic. But after everything we've witnessed over the last 3 years, all I can say is expect the unexpected. And our community is going to continue to support you guys. Like I said, we're going to donate another $5,000 in Bitcoin today.
Well, that's fantastic.
Month,
I mean, we've already had so much support from the Bitcoin crypto community. I mean, truly, it's been life-saving sometimes. So, wow, Jared, that's awesome. And big thanks to everybody that's a part of that. Big thanks. We appreciate that, and you're helping us stay on the air. You can go to InfoWarsStore.com and be a part of that. And Jared, what was the Twitter account one more time for people to follow?
So you can follow us at Big Mike on East. Well, we're doing live spaces weekly, talking about the elections, talking about InfoWars, and exposing the truth.
Big Mike. Live stream. Big Iron Mike Obama, who I'm going to be debating with Roger Stone. I'm going to be debating with Roger Stone whether Big Mike Obama is going to be entering the race or not. Jared, thank you for the call. All right, one more thing. Well, we have another caller in New York. Maybe we'll go back. But this was a Letitia James press conference. This is the woman that ran on persecuting Donald Trump and then engaged in the criminal political persecution of Donald Trump. Letitia James is a criminal. And this is what happened at a public event to Letitia James earlier today. Trump chant broke out.
Today we are making history.
She's getting booed. Good. Folks, I'm telling you, this is, I've got 2016 vibes. Man, we had such a moral victory, morale victory in 2016. We had so much fun at that time. We were so creative and engaged and active that you're already starting to get some of the similar tastes, because by now they were shutting us all down with COVID in 2020. We didn't get to play the game. We didn't get to have the festive times leading up to the 2020 presidential election. You know, I see the stuff like that, and I see the trajectory that all of this is going. And you just wonder, what are they going to do to stop us from having this moment? What are they going to do to try to stop us from having this victory? Because if all things are square and level, then Trump wins in a landslide, and we have massive cultural victories and festivities all along the way. I mean, it's not just going to be Letitia James gets chanted down with a Trump chant and then booed at a public event. I mean, that's like just one angle of it. They can't.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
You know, it being at the bus stop, because that's not a coincidence. I remember this was always a big story in St. Louis. I would imagine maybe there's some similar things in other cities, but growing up in St. Louis, I always remember they would accuse Republican local representatives of being racist because they didn't want to expand the public transit system outside of St. Louis City. And part of the reason was that it had nothing to do with racism. When they expanded the metro stations towards closer to the county areas, it was specifically one area, Brentwood, immediately those areas, criminal activity went up because criminals would just hop on the metro and they'd go out into the county areas and they'd commit crimes and robberies and shootings would happen. And then it became this thing where bus stations and train stations became a hotbed for shootings and violent crime. So Republicans would always vote against expanding the system out into the suburbs. And the Democrats would say, oh, you're racist. And they'd say, well, no, look at what's happened at this stop. It brought violent crime. Yeah, we don't want to bring that to the suburbs. That doesn't make us racist. But that was the same thing. I mean, it's well studied. For whatever reason, I guess it's because the ease of access and the ease of travel. These train stations, these bus stops, usually become a hotbed of criminal activity.
Well, one of the bigger parts of what happened last night is, you know, there's one of the, you know, the bigger, you know, the big high school in the northeast part of Philadelphia, Northeast High School, you've seen a lot of people move into this school from what are gang areas. And so you've seen a lot of gang activity now at what used to be the more whiter suburban high school, you know, suburban part of Philadelphia high schools. And you're seeing a major rise in uptake or a major rise in this gang activity. But, you know, it's an absolute zoo out here. I mean, nobody gets pulled over. I was talking to a cop two nights ago. Nobody gets pulled over because these cops, they, you know, it's so dangerous. They don't want to get shot.
Oh, it's open season on cops. Did they defund the cops too?
They brought in a woman commissioner who Philadelphia, it's like the fifth biggest city in the United States, and they brought in a police commissioner, a woman, who just had no experience.
Well, and I guarantee you she's an American liberal, and I want to take another call, Heavy, and I thank you for the call. But see, that's what I'm saying. It's like, folks, the source of all of this is the same. Democrat Party policy. Every single time. Every single time. Think about it. The Democrats and their friends in the mainstream media have put a target on police officers' backs, and they've defanged them. And look, I'm against police brutality. I think we need law reform. I'm against police brutality. But they've put a target on police officers' backs, and they've defanged them from actually dealing with real criminals, and then they've defunded them, so now they really don't even have backup. And then what do you get? Rise in crime. I mean, wow, who could have seen it coming? Julie in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Julie, go ahead.
Hello, sir. I was just calling regarding the Garvey Schiff flip. It took place on Fox at 1:30 a.m. Eastern Time. At 1:30, they had the two people, their little tabs up on the screen, and they were discussing the fact that Schiff had put a whole bunch of money into the Garvey campaign because that's who he wanted to come in. He wanted to go against in the general. And Garvey had about $1.8 million, and Schiff had about $1.13 million. That's what I recollect. And within 5 minutes, it came through on the tab below, and the votes had flipped, and Schiff had 1.8, and Garvey had 1.3. And it actually did take place, and it was quite amazing.
Well, it was on, people captured that on Fox. They captured it on Newsmax. They captured it in live time. Garvey was ahead of Schiff, and then magically, mm-hmm. with you know, voter magic, all of a sudden Schiff gains votes and Garvey lose votes, and then he's number one.
I was so grateful when you talked about it yesterday, because when you looked at it, you saw it, you questioned yourself, and you say, did I just see what I saw?
Well, I don't know if you saw my follow-up. The individual that made that video thought it was funny, and he put it out there as bait, thinking, oh, look, I'm gonna deceive conservatives with this graphic, and they're going to think it's real. But the irony is, well, he made the graphic, but what actually happened, what actually is represented in the graphic is real, but they don't think that that's concerning. They think that that's perfectly fine, that every time there's a tabulation error, it always goes in favor of the Democrats when they correct it, every single time.
Trying to rationalize it, and I figured out that it had to be somebody, whoever flipped it, had to have been outside the country, because in a primary, you don't flip from party to party, you flip within the party, and this flip from party to party, which is what they flip in the general when they do.
But see, okay, so that's what it's all about here. That's what it's all about. Julie, thank you for the call. This is actually all about the general coming up in November, folks, because the top two advance. So it's Schiff and Garvey, no matter who has more votes or less between the two of them. It was always going to be those two. But see, they couldn't have Garvey get more votes during the primary, because then if Garvey gets more votes in the primary and then Schiff wins in the general, people are going to say, what the hell? So they had to engage in this Because they're planning on stealing it for Schiff. I mean, that's really what this comes down to. I mean, isn't it obvious? So that's why they had to engage. Because there's a lot less voter fraud during primaries. And that's how you're able to kind of have some more unexpected victories during primaries, is because there's a lot less voter fraud. But that's why, in that case, it was so obvious. Because they probably were not expecting Schiff to take an absolute beating in the primary like he was. And so, oh, magically at 1 in the morning, you know, Garvey loses 500,000 votes, Schiff gains 1,000,000 votes, and oh, nothing to see here, we just corrected a voter tabulation error. Because they could not have those results heading into the general, where they're obviously going to steal it for Schiff. Let's go to Sean in Georgia. Sean, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. I just want to say thank you. I love everything that y'all do. Very grateful. Been watching since COVID and took a break, but started watching again when I heard Pastor Rodney talking about y'all. And really the food shortages that are coming, getting prepared, starting to grow food, learning new skills. But something that I was thinking about today, and I don't know how legitimate this is, but just coming together and getting a plan, you know, like my dad's from New Orleans, and we walked around the square and we passed by the Jackson House, and there was a place where they planned the war schematics. And I'm not saying a call for arms. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying coming together with a plan to come against this. But the other thing I want to do is I just want to pray real fast. I just want to just pray real fast, if that's okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Father, I thank you so much for your son, Jesus, and the cross that he bore for us and the blood that was shed for us. And Lord, that we don't have to go to a devil's hell, but we can be saved and reconciled to your son, that he rose 3 days, 3 days after he died and the stone was rolled away. And that all who call upon the name of Jesus shall be saved. You don't want one to be missing in that day. So, Father, I just ask everyone under the sound of my voice to be blessed with prosperity and a new hope, Lord, living hope, the living water of Jesus Christ the Son. And if you want to be saved, all you have to do is say, Jesus, call upon the name of the Lord and say, Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. And I just want to say thank you. And Father, please give us power and protect us in these days to come and prepare us and keep us safe. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen, Sean. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the prayer. All right, we're about to take a short break here. When we come back in the short segment, I'm going to take a couple more calls, and then Roger Stone is going to join me to debate the big iron Mike Obama running for office narrative that he has denied, but Roger says that just affirms to him that he is running. I may have to put a steak dinner on the line. Now, I only make smart bets, and betting against Roger Stone is not smart, but we're going to weigh into all of that and more with Roger Stone, including some other election shenanigans that are going on in California. But first, after this short break, a couple more calls, then Roger Stone. Please continue to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. We're greatly appreciative of that, and it's your support there that keeps us on the air.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.